Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here at the Joe McKinney Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RUN-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. Right? Isn't that what we want? We don't want you part of the problem. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that sincerely. 855-RUN-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, if you stay engaged, right? If you get informed, I keep telling you this, keep telling a lot of you this, this is a big deal, people. What went down the other day at SCOTUS, and then you saw all the lovelies on the left, didn't you? Did you notice that? All those lovelies on the left that decided that they were going to go down, they were going to have a night of violence. Because why? Because they didn't like the way that the court came down, their ruling came down. Now look, it's really funny, over the years, there's kind of a pattern here, if you would, right? When Obama was elected, we were more than devastated. We were so irritated we couldn't see straight, right? And then what happens? What do you see? What happens? We all went back to work afterward. Yeah, we were teed off. We didn't like the fact that he got elected. Had nothing to do with him being black, like the left would have you believe. They'd love you to believe that. You know that. Ridiculous. Just totally ridiculous. And yet we had to go through, 8 years plus? That we were racist because we didn't want him. We were racist because we didn't like him. Because it couldn't possibly have anything at all to do with the fact that we just didn't like his policies. Right? I mean, he was the first one to have a beer summit, because he basically called police. Was it Charlestown police? Massachusetts? Basically called them racists. What's that all about? And why did you let him get away with it? In all seriousness, it makes absolutely no sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. But you did it. Y'all did it. Y'all. Listen to me. Isn't that cute? Y'all did it. But you did. Y'all did it. You allowed that to happen, and that was wrong. So we need to stay on it. We need to make sure that no matter what comes out from this point on, really, truly, what comes out from this point on, that we're all over it, like whatever. You cannot let this stuff fester with them. You can't let them even, what's the word I'm looking for here? You can't even let them think that they got a leg up. You just can't do it. It just wouldn't be right. So stay on it. Let's stay on them. Because this is ridiculous. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I got so many stories I want to get to tonight. Kimberly Rin's going to join me right after the break. Always have a good time with her. Because she doesn't hold, you know, the other thing I love about her, she doesn't hold anything back, right? And you don't have to worry about usually about fact checking her as well. One of the exciting things that we have going on today, the Supreme Court upholds religious rights, finally. And you're seeing, I got to tell him when he comes on with me, I will tell him, I give up, you were right. It seems like this court is taking or making more and more rulings in favor of religious liberties as opposed to shutting them down like other courts have done. And the funny thing about it, they talk about a fundamental separation of church and state in the Constitution. It's not there. Find me the words. And they'll use one line in there, right? About establishing a religion. And when you come back with it, yeah, but you can't stop us from practicing it. And that's what you're doing. There are no caveats in the First Amendment. Yes, you can practice your religion, provided you do it in a closet, in your home, leave me alone. That's not there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, Supreme Court upheld religious rights. They vindicated a football coach who was fired for praying. For praying. That would mean you'd have to fire Washington, Jefferson, Madison, Frank. I mean, we have to go through every one of our founding fathers from day one. I'm talking about before they actually even signed the Constitution, but they were working it through. Every one of them would have to be fired because when they walked into that federal building, when they got together, when they sat down and worked on the Constitution over the days they worked on it, they started every morning off with prayer. And I don't mean a 5-second, like, hey, God, thanks for being with us. Thanks for helping us through this. Thanks for guiding us. In Jesus' name, goodbye. Have a nice day. No, I'm talking about 1 hour, 90 minutes, 2 hours. They didn't pray for 5 minutes. They understood. And they went through pretty much every issue they were dealing with. And for anybody to think, I don't even know. We'll be back in a minute. Show me your host. Don't go far.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, look at that. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Coming to you live from North Venezuela, where it's 105 degrees. The humidity is disgusting. You know, well, that's all that climate change, warming, cooling. Must be what's evaporating on the water in California, which is why we have a drought, I guess. At least that's what we're being told, anyhow. Always a pleasure. You know, a lot of good things happening this week. I can't believe the positive stuff going on in SCOTUS. That's kind of cool. About time. Let me bring her in there because I know she follows this stuff really close. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. You've got to be pretty excited, too.
Yep.
Especially, first of all, the biggest excitement is listening to all these eyeballs and heads popping from the left. You know, apparently now a woman won't be able to get an abortion anywhere on the planet because when we stop funding abortion, I guess they can't have abortions from any other country who were coming here for them to begin with.
And there's so much BS being tossed around by the left about the ruling that it just shows how much they disrespect women and how much they think women are stupid and dumb animals. That's because there's so many lies being thrown out there that there's no way they have any respect for women by telling them those lies. Really, there's just none.
Haven't you seen the memes that are going out, the comments being made by AOC and others that, you know, now just think about it?
Okay, okay.
But wait a minute. What about the men one, right? Men now are going to suffer. When did you ever care about us?
How are men going to suffer? Because they don't no longer can just screw around and not worry about the consequences of having to pay child support? Because don't even get me started on that.
Well, listen. All right. So there's a hot button I want to hit with you because you have a son, right? Mm-hmm. They make it sound like conservatives, people like myself, will tell our boys, go out there and nail as many women as you can, not to worry, and don't you girls ever sleep with anybody. So that's what I tell my girls, right? And it's so not true. I taught my boys to respect women. I taught my boys that they weren't just a piece of meat or anything like that, that they were to do whatever they wanted with. That was not. It's not how a real conservative would teach their kids to be, right?
I told my son, don't ever believe a girl who says she's on the pill. Always rap that rascal.
That's great. But no, sincerely, they really, and then the other thing that I loved, I had Sonia Schmidt on last week. I said, are you people out of control? Because I keep hearing, every time we get up on this abortion issue, I always hear how it's going to hurt the black community the most because they need abortion services more than anybody else. And I said to her, do you hear what they're saying? Do you hear the underlying message there? And they don't even see it.
Of course they don't see it. But did you see how the left came out and seemed to focus on Clarence Thomas, like calling him the N-word and everything? Horrifying racism. They showed their true colors. Someone posted on Twitter, you know, Malcolm X was white. White liberals hate black people. And now you're finally freaking seeing it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got that clip. I play it from time to time about how he said the most dangerous person to the black community is a white liberal.
Yeah, especially white women liberals. They're the worst. They're the worst in the whole entire country and on the planet. They are an embarrassment to my gender. They are just horrifying, miserable, hateful, ignorant, uninformed human beings, and I use the term human beings loosely, very loosely.
Well,
they are really disturbed individuals. And, I mean, we see them more and more now because they're stupid and they make videos of themselves. Well,
they can't hold themselves anymore.
No.
Kimberly.
No. And it's like, okay, we've been telling you all this for a long time, but now you're seeing it yourselves. I mean, anybody who listens to AOC is an absolute moron in the first place. Anyone who believes anything that comes out of her mouth is an absolute moron. So those people you can just push to the side no matter what because they don't matter because they're just stupid.
But you got to have some fun with this. Her comment, and verbatim, she said, SCOTUS has endangered the lives of all women, all birthing people, and chose to strip rights from men. How does that strip a right from a man? What man ever forced a woman to have an abortion? What man ever forced a woman not to have an abortion?
Well, women always say that. Well, first of all, did you notice that the left suddenly can define what a woman is?
I know, huh? Is that cool?
It's kind of
a great lesson for them.
Yeah. I don't... You can't try to have me understand illogical reasoning. I can't do it. I really can't do it. It's just too stupid to even try to unwind and figure out, because the brainless don't use their synaptic responses to actually connect. They don't connect. So they can't think.
Well, and the other thing about this, the funny thing about this, if you would, is now you have, what is it, the group called Jane's Revenge? And they're out there destroying pregnancy centers that won't take lives, if you would. And I think, remember, these are the love Trump's hate people, right? These are the people that said, you know, violence, Trump is ginning up violence. I'm sorry. That's all I've heard from their leaders over the last, week? Nothing but violence from Maxine Crazy Lady and all that.
It's Joe, it's been over the past, 6 years, really?
Yes.
So it's not, this is nothing new. The left has always been violent. Leftists are inherently violent. That's why violent criminal types drift towards the left, because they know they can commit acts of violence and they'll get away with it. And no one's going to, you know, say anything on their side. It's going to say anything, you shouldn't do that. No, they're going to cheer them on and say, yes, it's excellent that you burned down or tried to burn down a facility that actually helps mothers and babies. Right. Which is another thing the left complains about. Oh, you care about the babies in the womb, but not about babies after they're born. Really? I mean, that's
what
ridiculous.
Well, wait a minute. We don't want to turn them into wards of the state. You know, I mean, that's what they want to do, right?
Well, they want everybody's babies to be run, you know, their lives to be run by the state. So,
yep,
that's a whole different ballgame.
Yep. I keep telling people you need to listen to them. We have we'll talk about this in the side of the break about something going on with my city council. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months, take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country's war with Russia must end by winter. Zelensky, remotely speaking to President Biden and other world leaders attending the G7 summit in Germany on Monday. The Senate minority leader is touting Congress's work on improving school safety after recent mass shootings. During remarks in his home state, Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell discusses a bipartisan deal.
Does not take away any gun rights from anyone. It is targeted entirely at school safety and mental health.
He said it only involves few changes on firearms legislation, notably increased background checks for those under 21. The senator also praising the Supreme Court for its ruling last week to expand gun rights. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Thomas, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Love it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Please do something more than nothing. You know how I love to say that. Because it's true. You guys, you know, you face, and again, I'm not picking on anybody in particular. If it fits, wear it. But you Facebook warriors, you get behind that keyboard, you got all kinds of guts, right? But I can't get you out in public. I can't get you out to the real places to really make a stand. It's nuts. So I'm seeing your host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. I can get you informed right now. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to kind of, you know, get us going, get us filled in, find out what's going on. And, man, again, we were talking a little bit about the night of rage, or nights of rage, I guess. What is it, Jane's Group, or Jane's whatever?
Jane's Revenge or something?
Yeah. So these people of love and understanding and peace and tranquility, they're not very peaceful. Not anymore.
They were never peaceful. They're probably being funded by leftist billionaires. You know, the other thing, though, so you have those people, right, that are going to be violent. They sent out all of the addresses of the justices that voted down Roe v. Wade, overturned Roe v. Wade, which had already been out there, but then they sent them out even to a broader audience. I saw it on Instagram.
Right.
Every address of each of those justices going by on the screen, I'm like, that's doxing. I had to explain doxing to someone, and I had to explain why this was dangerous, and also that it's illegal. But, of course, our DOJ is doing nothing because we have the most useless administration on the planet in the history of this country. But the other thing, and there was somebody who wrote an article about this weekend. The left keeps saying the Supreme Court is illegitimate. It's illegitimate. And they, you know, just like they said Trump was an illegitimate president. And they said Bush in 2000 was an illegitimate president. Like, they keep just making it so Republicans are just, they're illegitimate. So nothing Republicans ever do is good. It's all illegitimate if they don't like it. It's illegitimate. But the problem is, you have psychopaths that are leftists, and they are actually violent people, and they actually do things to harm other people. We already had a guy who was going to kill Kavanaugh. I mean, do these people not realize that what they're doing is just inciting more violence and breeding more violence? I mean, I really think they don't. I personally, I think they don't care.
Kimberly, I don't think, I'm with you. I don't think they care.
Yeah. You know, I really don't think they do, because they're not the ones doing it.
They sure as heck don't really understand what's going on, do they?
I think they understand what's going on. I don't think they care that they're trying to harm people.
I really, you know, when I hear them talk sometimes, I see slash hear them talk, I have to sit there and I have to think to myself, do they really believe what's spewing out of their mouth? I mean, seriously, do they really believe what's coming out of their mouth?
Elected officials aren't that stupid. They're stupid. Well, oh, okay, well, there's some.
But, there's one thing, there's one thing lying, right, about who you are, what you are, what you got going on. Whole other animal, a whole other issue. If we think about this, when it comes to them, like AOC, I don't think she's lying all the time. I think she really believes this garbage.
Oh, yeah, she's a moron. So that's, I have to, I'm sorry. I was thinking a lot, but it's not true. Then I have flashbacks of like Sheila Jackson Lee in my head and stuff. And some of the other ones, like Adam Schiff knows exactly what he's saying. Maxine Waters knows what she's saying. Nancy Pelosi does. Elizabeth Warren. They are people who are intentionally lying because they hate this country. AOC, she's just a basic moron.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she's a basic Becky moron. and there's others that are morons. But the problem is they believe what the Pelosi's and the Schiff's and those people say to them that are lies, that are intentional lies, so Americans don't know what's going on. They divide the country more, and they churn out violent people to cause problems.
Yeah.
And just create more chaos. You know, what's funny is all the places that have these, you know, the Day of Rage, whatever you want to call it. It was more like Day of PMS. All those places that have that are all cities where abortion is not going to ever be illegal, ever. They already have their abortion laws. There was even they attacked the Capitol in Vermont. Vermont codified abortion in their constitution. It's an extreme left-wing state, for the most part.
Well, that assembly person I was telling you about.
Yes.
Right? She voted today. I just got this from somebody who's bouncing off the walls. So it's a ballot measure they're going to put together to allow the state constitution to be amended to include abortion. Okay? And abortion rights. And not just to Californians. It'll be anybody who wants to come in. So... You know, and she's supposed to be Republican. She's supposed to be conservative.
Wait a minute, a Republican said that?
Yes.
Are they high?
No.
Or are they just a fake Republican or a Democrat
They're somebody who I know and I've spoken with several times, who sticks their hand in the air and finger in the air and say, okay, where are we at? What do we do?
Oh, that's like my governor. Yes, I totally understand. Lick your hand, see which way the wind's blowing. Yep. Lick your finger, rather. Yep.
Yeah.
That's my governor. Yep.
The funny thing about this is, and I don't want to keep it local, but if this local expands out. Years and years and years ago, when I was considered a right-wing nut job, and I ran for school board, and we had a congressman and a local assembly person, okay? And I kept telling them, the assembly person kept voting, abstaining and kind of voting in a neutral way because he wanted everybody to know that he was on everybody's side, right? And the same thing with the congressman. He never really did anything. He stuck up for us in the vote, but you never heard him speak out about anything or step into anything. And then what happens? They both got shellacked in the race that year.
And that's as it should be.
And I kept saying, what are you doing? And the same thing happened a couple of other cycles with a few others. And I told this one the same thing. I said, you keep going down this row, This is your last 2 years. You're done even if you do win.
Yep.
Why not have a Democrat? If you're voting and doing and acting like other Democrats, why should we?
You're useless. Yeah, you're useless.
Yeah.
People elected you because you supposedly are representing them, number one, but number two, because you supposedly represented the same values as they wanted.
Right.
And that's why you were elected. You weren't elected to be a wuss or to be a jellyfish without a spine. That's not why you were elected.
And you get this right away. When I'm talking to an elected official, and the elected official says, well, you don't understand. My constituency is 11% this and only 2% that. So now what you're telling me is it's not who voted for you. It's not your principles. You're looking at your constituency as it changes and deciding how you're going to vote. Right. So, and this is to your point. You've said it a million times. This is why we keep losing. Even if we put everybody up there in the federal government, we get total control. What are we going to do with it?
It doesn't matter, yeah, because Republicans are their own worst enemies. If anyone can screw up the November elections, it will be Republicans.
But this is my argument with some of my friends here that want to believe that the Republicans are going to do the right thing. When have they done that?
Yeah, where's the proof that they did that?
When can you tell me when they've done that, right?
I mean, they just voted to pass that gun control. Why? Why? And someone brought up a good point. Why did you give Joe Biden a win in his column? By voting for something or voting to put it out, out of committee. Why? They did the same thing with Obamacare. That's stupid.
Jack wagons. They have no spine. If they had come together and talked about why these gun control laws don't work, we need to start enforcing the ones we already have in place. God forbid they should have done any of that.
Yeah.
You know?
They never do.
So, anyway, I don't even know where to go with that. Nor do I care, frankly, at this point in time, you know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the whole problem here. You need to actively be part of the solution, not kind of, sort of, be part of the solution. Let me bring her back on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me when she's on here. You know, Kimberly, the I don't want to get into this yet because I want to get into it fully later on. But we were just talking about actual legislators that we know, people get elected, people that we help get elected, people that we help raise money, and it's almost like every one of them gets bit by something, and they're no longer on our side anymore, right?
It's like it's the typical politician. They say one thing to get elected, and then they totally do something different once they're in office. And those are the kind of people that you just vote the hell out. You just vote them the hell out. I don't care who they are. You know?
So he'll give you the argument. Then our side says, really? So we want a Democrat in there? Well, listen, I'd rather have a Democrat who I know is going to, you know, take me to the cleaners than one I have to guess every time a vote comes up.
Right. Do you want a Democrat who you know they're going to be an extreme leftist, they're going to vote for everything bad, or do you want a Republican, quote-unquote, who tells you all this stuff and you think they're aligned to your values and what you want for a lesser government, et cetera, and then they turn around and vote opposite?
Yep.
That's worse, in my opinion. That's worse.
You know, the other thing that I say to people all the time is, even when you, because I do it on a school board. I know it's not Congress, but kind of the same principle. Even when I know I'm going to lose, and I'm fighting a losing battle, so to speak, I still lay out the case as to why they should vote my way.
Yep.
Right? And yep. I may go down 4-1, but I've made the case, and I got to tell you, more times than not, people will come up to you and they'll say, you know, Joe, I agree with you. I don't know what the others are thinking, but I agree with you.
Thank you. We had a Democrat governor, and we still fought for constitutional carry and against gun control, and we knew she was going to veto it, but we still fought for it, made the case. And it took a few years until we got a Republican governor, but it was the first bill he signed. You keep making the case. Look, the left is going to keep pushing stuff. They keep pushing some of the same gun control bills all the time. You fight against it, and as you fight against it, you're making the case for other people so more people become against it.
Oh, yeah.
You can't.
No, I love it.
We
got to keep telling the people that we know, stop telling the left to stop talking. Stop doing it.
We want them to talk. Oh, yeah.
We want them to shine like a beacon in the night.
For years the left hid who they really were. You know, mind you, they took over the public schools and government and all this other stuff, but they hid it. It wasn't until after Obama was elected that they started showing their true selves. And now they just, when Trump was elected, they just, you know as well as I did, dude, that they really showed their true selves.
Yep. Yeah. It's just amazing. So, you know, I just read an article, somebody sent it to me real quick, but I'm not going to go through it all, that you're looking at, there were, 18 or 20 people, illegal immigrants, died in a trailer coming across the border. The trailer was left, a tractor-trailer kind of thing.
Yep.
It was left on the side of railroad tracks. But the bottom line with it is this, they wouldn't be coming up here and dying like this if they didn't think they had a chance to get in.
It's right? Joe Biden's fault.
Yeah.
It's all Joe Biden's fault.
Yeah.
And that laughing hyena he has as a freaking VP.
God. She is, I'm going to leave
useless.
That one alone.
She's useless.
You know,
the most useless embarrassment of a woman I will behave.
Yeah. You know what I love, too, is I'm seeing more and more. Like the New York, not New York. Yeah, you know what? I meant to hit that with you. The New York gun law that SCOTUS came down with, that they pushed aside.
Yeah.
You must have been dancing all over the place with that.
Mm-hmm, that was awesome.
Right?
I was like, finally we have a Supreme Court that's actually upholding the Constitution and protecting our rights, which is what they are supposed to be doing.
Yep.
Yes. I was very happy about that.
Couple of rulings this week that they based on the Constitution.
Shocker! That's their job.
Well, what was it? The governor in New York? We're going to find a way, to fix this. And
that's Hank Hughes.
I'm not going to let people get shot on the subway. And I'm thinking to myself,
they already have, dummy.
Crime is up 73% in your city, and you're thinking by allowing, people that can carry guns legally to carry a gun, that's going to bring the crime rate up. Got it. Because that's what happened in Texas and,
Maine?
Right?
Yes. they, when you make it easier for the law-abiding to protect themselves, criminals think a little bit because they don't want to get caught and they don't want to get shot.
You mean to get a little nervous? Don't show me.
They get a little nervous in places where they know, this person could be armed. Do I really want to go there? Yeah. They get a little bit nervous.
Well, I do not understand. And again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't understand how they keep saying more guns mean more violence. Now, if they were smart enough to at least say more illegal guns, we need to find a way to get illegal guns off the street.
Uh-huh.
Then they would make, you have to admit, they would make our argument a little harder, would they not?
Well, I have no problems getting illegal guns off the street. That's what they should be freaking doing. But they have no interest in getting illegal guns off the street. Criminals don't get background checks. Criminals don't wait, have a waiting period. Criminals don't... There's no red flag law.
No, you're making this up. I can't let you lie. You're telling me the criminals don't follow the laws?
I know. I'm sorry. I got to let you know. Criminals don't follow the laws. And all any gun control laws, criminals don't follow them. That's why in any state that has strict gun control, it usually has a higher crime rate. I mean, New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont, three safest states in the country consistently year after year, and we all have constitutional carry.
Yeah.
So, just saying, we have some of the least gun control laws in the country, and we're some of the safest states.
It's just amazing.
Kind of massive.
It's constant. And no matter what you do, you can't get them, you just can't get them to see the light. And here's another thing I'm just so excited about. I haven't asked you about this yet, but you heard the Top Gun Maverick. It flew past $1 billion at the box office this weekend.
Right? A billion?
Over a billion. It is now the highest grossing film of 2022. The left is losing its mind because it's a misogynistic film. We shouldn't be, you know, it's too patriotic. You know, it shows all this fallacy stuff. And yet it's making all this money. They don't know what to do with themselves.
That is actually a good sign. Not about them. I always love it. I was busy all weekend, but I did make sure I posted a GIF with somebody eating popcorn because I was checking to see the little teeny tiny heads explode. But, that actually is a good sign that movie is grossing that much right now. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
That is actually, I'm impressed with that. I haven't seen it, mind you. I'll wait till it comes on.
I have a buddy of mine that's actually seen it four times because said, I'm so excited that we finally have a film about how great it is to be an American, how you know proud you should be to be an American. And they actually kind of offhandedly make fun of the snowflakes. They hold the young millennial pilots accountable for what they're doing and or not doing.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of cool to hear that, to see that, and understand that that's what's taking place. And I think, is it Jerry Bruckheimer? Is he the one that
sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think he's the one that produced that film and maybe even directed it. He is a solid conservative.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I have a flaming liberal friend of mine who's not very happy with us, doesn't like Republicans at all, and he works for him. So I love poking him. Hey, how do you like making that big fat paycheck that you make from a conservative?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful because they can't mentally put it together.
Right.
You have the job you have at one of the most profitable companies there in Hollywood, and you have it because of a capitalist.
Right.
Right. Yeah, they can't.
But 2 + 2 = 5.
Well, you make so much money. Oh, really, how much do you make? I mean, for what you put on the line, how much do you make? That's what I asked them, and he wouldn't answer the question.
I got to tell you, I was in Western Mass this weekend, and I drove by this house, and it had an American flag on a flagpole, and then right underneath that, a flag that said, "Don't blame me, I voted Trump." Next time I'm going to try to get a picture of it.
Cool.
Besides, the flag they had before was F. Joe Biden.
All right, where do we find you? You know what that music means.
CriticRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Perfect. Joe Messina, your host. A lot of crazy stories coming up after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to Joe Messina Show.